11. When I woke up, Veronica was still passed out beside me, spent, sweaty, and utterly beautiful. Not wanting to wake her, I slowly extricated myself from the bed, then padded across the tile toward the door. Looking back at her, I couldn't help but think that had been amazing in more ways than one. I mean, I'd always found Veronica attractive, but damn. Cat girls, man, cat girls. I watched her sleep for a moment as I tried to capture not just the memory of our time together permanently, but the sight of her naked sleeping body as well. Hey, what can I say? It was awesome. Shaking my head, I finally turned away and pulled the door open. And as I did, I saw Melanie standing there. "Oh, hey there, Mel, how's it going?" I asked as her cheeks turned bright pink.
"Oh, hi,
she said as her blue eyes roamed hungrily over my body.
I didn't expect to find you here.
She glanced past me.
I was just hoping to ask you about something, but you guys seem busy.
No, we're not busy. Actually, I was just going. I trailed off as I realized I was standing in front of her totally naked. Sorry. I moved to cover myself, but before I could, she caught my hand.
"Please don't,"
she whispered as she pulled me from the room by my arm.
"I want to look a little longer."
Her nose twitched.
"I can smell the two of you."
Her voice went an octave deeper. "And it smells wonderful." Her eyes flicked to mine.
"Did you really satisfy her that well?"
She looked back at little me.
"I suppose with a tool like that, it's not hard to believe."
"Thanks," I offered, still unsure of what to do. I mean, I'd literally just had sex with Veronica and was now standing in front of Melanie completely naked. So, yeah, I was in completely unknown territory now.
"You're very welcome,"
she purred as she reached past me with her free hand to shut Veronica's door. And as she did so, her breasts pressed against my arm. Man, her nipples could cut glass.
"You know,"
she looked up at me as the door closed,
"had I known what you two were up to, I might have gone in there and joined the fun."
She watched me carefully.
"Would you have liked that?"
She grabbed my cock then.
"I could have ridden you while you ate out Veronica."
She moved closer to me. "I would have definitely enjoyed that," I said as she started to stroke me. "Perhaps we can try again some other time?"
"Perhaps,"
she said, as she continued to stroke me.
"But I don't think Veronica is up for it right now."
She met my eyes.
"And besides, I did come to find you for a reason."
Then she turned on her heel and walked me down the hallway, and of course, because she had that G.I. Joe kung fu grip on my dick, I had no choice but to follow her back to her lab. And maybe it was just me, but I swear, she swished her hips way more than normal. "So, what did you want to show me?" I asked as we entered her laboratory.
"Mostly that I'd finished the creatures for Ares and that they are ready to be added to the planet."
She shrugged.
"No biggie."
"Oh, is that all?" I asked with a laugh. Just the entire thing I've been waiting for this entire time.
Yeah.
She moved over to the desk and hopped up on it.
So, don't you think I deserve a prize for all my hard work?
She pouted.
Because I, for one, am feeling mighty unappreciated.
She pouted a bit more.
Like, maybe I haven't gotten enough personal attention, and because of that, I'm not sure I want to give you the creatures I made for the planet.
She met my eyes.
So, what are you going to do about that?
Melanie has offered you a quest. True appreciation. Would you like to accept? Yes or no? Of course my answer was yes. How could I say no when she put it like that? I stepped up to her and pressed the line of my body against hers, cupping her chin gently. Whatever you wish, I replied, my tone dropping to something a little more alluring. After all, you deserve it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
She stammered, and she moved quickly to close the distance between us. I, however, was just a hair faster, and I tilted my head away. Patience, though, I reprimanded. I'll give you what you want, and show you just how much I appreciate you and everything you've done, not only for me, but for the whole project.
Garrett.
Melanie whined, but obeyed all the same. She pouted cutely, and I almost felt bad for making her wait. But what was the fun in being a god when I couldn't flex my authority every so often? And what better way to use it than to coax a smoking hot cat girl into bed? Not that I was doing the coaxing. In fact, it was more the other way around. But that would change soon. As it stood, I was really the one who was most vulnerable here. After all, I was the one that was stark naked without so much as a sheet of paper to cover myself. You are vastly overdressed, I commented, as I casually lifted her top over her breasts, exposing them to the cool air of her lab. If her soft pink nipples hadn't been able to cut glass before, they were certainly able to now. Her blush traveled up her neck and into her cheeks, and her tail swished with anticipation. It was because of her tail swaying behind her that I was able to catch a glimpse of something behind her. A glitter of silver and metallic against the stark white display table, hidden amongst various reports and research. Handcuffs. You have been offered an optional side quest, Protect and Serve. Do you choose to accept? Yes? Or no? Naturally, my answer was again, yes. With a smirk, I dipped my head down and dragged my tongue over one of her nipples, swirling about it with fervor. Melanie, it seemed, was not as sensitive there as Veronica, but her soft thighs and complimentary purrs were enough of a distraction for me to grab what I was really after. I quietly and blindly snatched them without giving myself away. And by the time Melanie had noticed that my hands weren't on her body, it was too late. I brought the handcuffs around as quietly as I could, but the faint clicks of them closing around her wrists echoed in the lab as though I had dropped an anvil on the tiled floor. She was now bound with her hands in front of her, only allowing her to move them up and down and side to side, not apart.
Garrett?
Melanie squeaked in surprise as she tried to wriggle her hands apart, but to no avail.
What are you doing?
Relax, I eased with a devious smile. I won't do anything to you that you're not okay with.
This really isn't necessary.
She finally managed, but there was a coy, accepting smile on her cute little face that said she was willing to play along with my whim. I laughed as I watched her gaze slide down my body. She licked her lips as her mouth went dry. It was clear that she wanted it in her mouth, but not this time. For now, I was going to show her the appreciation she so desperately wanted. Melanie struggled against her restraints, and it was obvious how badly she needed to touch, had to feel my skin underneath her hands and regain control. She shifted her legs from side to side and fumbled to take off her own short skirt, sighing in frustration when she didn't have the freedom she needed. "Something you need, Melanie?" I purred against her neck, and she shuddered. With a shaky breath, she nodded, pulling at the handcuffs that kept her from, well, doing much of anything. It was sweet torture, one that would have her as close to the edge of her proverbial seat for as long as I could make it last, which was a while. But I could take pity on her. Only time could tell. My fingers played deftly over the button of Melanie's tight skirt, and I took the time to study every move she made carefully. She writhed with anticipation as I sank to my knees and watched me through consistently more and more hooded eyes. Slowly and steadily, my hands popped the button on her skirt, and I would have sworn I could actually hear each notch of the zipper being undone one at a time as I tugged on it. It must have been absolutely maddening for her, because she was losing her patience.
"Let me touch you," she begged,
and I gave her a disapproving scowl that silenced her quickly. She leaned back against the table as I inched closer to her womanhood, the scent of her riling me up more than I could have expected. She had mentioned that she could smell Veronica on me, could smell the scent of our lovemaking. Perhaps I was picking up on cat senses as well. "You aren't exactly in a position to be making demands," I warned teasingly, and slid my hands up her skirt, pulling it down in a single tug to reveal a pair of cute silk panties with kitties, yes, kitties, on them. More specifically, they were kitties eating tacos, and I could not think of anything that was more accidentally erotic. Amused, I pushed them aside. As adorable as they were concealing my real prize. What greeted me was a perfectly pink, plump pussy that was moist with excitement and ready to be toyed with. Which was good, as I was ready to taste what Melanie had to offer. Up close, it was as perfect as I could have imagined. Her scent was a mixture of something sweet but musky, like a night-blooming flower of some kind, and I found myself nearly salivating at the opportunity to put her in my mouth. No sooner had I pushed my tongue through her slick folds did her fingers claw into my hair for purchase. Her gasp filled the lab, and the purr that followed was simply divine. "Tasty," I complimented as I drew back and licked my lips. I dove in again, darting my tongue out and licking a long, hot stripe along the space between her hole and her clit.
fuck, I want to ride your face.
Melanie shivered and gripped my hair even tighter. Her cheeks were bright and flushed, and little pools of saliva gathered in the corners of her lips. Short, uneven breaths fluttered from her lips. If the soft moans and tightening fingers in my hair had been any indication, I was quite sure that Melanie was enjoying this more than she was letting on. I hummed with amusement as I suckled on her clit, drawing out more of her delightful noises. We could save the face sitting for another time. Right now, I was rather having an excellent time with my current activities. Tremors coursed through her body, and her knees shook on either side of my head. She struggled against her bindings, nails clawing at my scalp in desperation to keep herself upright. In a sudden motion, my head was tugged back, and my eyes snapped up to meet the cat girl's gaze. She swirled with desire, she mewled. Her pussy pulsed, and I could practically feel the ache and need for release.
"Not like this," she begged. "Please, Garrett."
I wouldn't deny her what she wanted, not when she'd been such a good girl thus far and had asked so politely. With a short nod, I got to my feet and pressed myself to her again. Before I could blink, however, Melanie was on me, teeth gnashing at my lips, tongue grazing mine in search of that extra spark, and my lashes fluttered as my eyes slid shut. My body reacted on instinct, and my hips lurched forward, urgently seeking the friction we both so lusted for. A giggle bubbled beside my ear, and soft fingers grazed along my face and over my chest. The flat palm of Melanie's hands on me brought out something of a growl from the deep reaches of my throat. And I could feel the heat between our bodies now. It was a delectable wave that made my cheeks tinge pink.
"Cat got your tongue, Garrett?"
Melanie teased, her lips sliding over every inch of skin that she could reach, careful to treat me with the most tender of affection, which was a stark contrast to the feverish kisses that we had only just exchanged moments ago. The sentiment and emotion behind each ghost of her lips on my flesh made me speechless. And I watched her curiously as her hands continued to sink lower down my naked body. Silence lingered between us, and we hung in a moment that almost seemed to transcend time itself. Melanie's fingers curled around my cock, though instead of being coy this time, her ministrations were gentle, almost as though she were petting it. Her eyes flitted up to mine with a smile, and she pressed our lips together with equal tenderness.
"Please, just let me hold you," she whispered against my lips.
The intense gaze between us softened, and I felt my resolve waver. What was this spell that Melanie had cast on me that made me a god? Bend to her every desire. It was frightening in a sense, but also marvelous in a way that excited me more than it should. There was no key for the cuffs, none that I knew of anyway, but that was easy enough to resolve with a bit of luck and skill. Yes, I could break handcuffs. That was my secret. There was a faint click, and I knew Melanie could feel the pressure from the release. I could tell that she wanted to question me, to ask why I had caved to her so easily. But her body reacted before her brain could catch up. She pulled me close, and her nails scored up my back as she dragged me in for another, more heated kiss. This was better. Much better. Melanie purred something royal, like the feline she was against my tongue, and I would have sworn right then and there that it was the most exquisite sound I had ever tasted. It sent chills rolling down my body, and my hips lurched, meeting the fine curve of Melanie's torso. I needed more. More friction, more kisses, more everything that was Melanie. My hands fell to the back of her thighs and crept up, being sure to smack her round ass before I eased a finger inside of her vagina. A strangled, lewd curse filled the lab, and Melanie's soft panting hit my cheek as I felt her riding back against the digit.
"Please,"
she breathed, and at first I didn't think I had heard her right. Then I heard her again. It was a quiet plea for more that caressed my ear. I obliged quickly and slid my finger from inside of her before grasping my cock. I turned her around and bent her over the table she had used to steady herself upon earlier. The view had my cock aching to be inside of her, and there was no reason to delay it any longer. Slowly, I eased myself into Melanie, and she shook in my hands as she sank back onto me, not stopping until we were flush. The heat that raced through my very blood made me dizzy, and I clenched my eyes shut to ride out the rush. There could be no greater feeling than this. That was until Melanie moved. A loud moan tore from my lips, and I stifled it hurriedly into the back of her neck by biting down, teeth marring the creamy flesh. Melanie hissed, but not in the way a cat would to warn off a predator. Instead, this was a pleasant noise, and she melted into the table beneath her with every languid motion. Supple huffs of breath graced my ears as Melanie rocked with me slowly, and I found myself getting lost in my senses. My own scent mixing with hers, and the unmistakable essence of sex was nothing short of intoxicating. I craved more, and the more I craved, the faster my hips rocked, feverishly digging my nails into the small of Melanie's back and forcing her down. The table creaked under the strain of our bodies clamoring together, but I didn't slow my thrusts. I fucked Melanie harder until our bodies were slick with sweat and the sound of her skin sticking to the surface of the table reached my ears as well. Her moans carried throughout the lab, a sweet melody that I didn't think I would ever get tired of hearing. Melanie's nails desperately sought for purchase, and she adjusted herself so that she stood with her back arched, now able to burrow her fingers into my dampened locks. She tugged none too gently, and a hungry moan escaped her. This new angle sent her reeling, and her pussy seized around my cock as she came, the mess trickling down our thighs. With her muscles still clenched tightly around my cock, I continued to use her. 2, 3 more furious snaps of my hips, and I spilled myself inside her. My heavy panting ghosted over the sheen of sweat on Melanie's neck, and she shuddered, a soft noise emitting from the back of her throat as her hold on the table loosened as her body relaxed. I held her there for a moment, allowing the two of us to breathe and bask in the early morning rays that filtered in through the high windows in her lab. I kissed her neck and brushed the hair from her sticky face, relishing in the heady scent of our conjoined release. Eventually, she turned in my arms, and a gentle nuzzle on my neck made me hum in response. I was content to hold her just like this for the rest of time.
"That was incredible,"
she purred lightly. "It was the least I could do for you after everything you've done for me," I replied with a bit of a grin and a soft, chaste kiss to her lips.
"Oh, is that all you've got?"
she teased, and I couldn't help the deep chuckle that rose from my chest. "What are you talking about? I'm just getting started."